started. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, operator. Who's in the call, Gisela or Glenn?
Yes, I'm on the call, Olga. Sorry.
Gisela, can you be so kind to make a roll call so we know who's on the call?
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Work Prioritization Model Group on the 2nd of March, we have Olga Cavalli, Chuck Gomes, Rolf Ulrich Knorben, Jamie Wagner, and from staff we have Ken Bauer and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And I don't have any apologies. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gisela. Good morning, good evening, everyone. First, I want to really commend and thank Ken for sending the PowerPoint. I think it's a very good summary of what we have been doing. And as the first step for our call, I would like perhaps if we can exchange some ideas on how to, if we have to make it longer or shorter, which slides could we take out. I personally think that we may have two versions of it. One could be shorter, and we have had some suggestions about shortening, deleting some slides for the council, and a longer one, perhaps including other things like the project list and other details about the processes that we have been going through for the specific meeting we have about this subject and for the wrap-up meeting. This was my suggestion, I think it's today or yesterday. And I don't know, Ken, if you think these are good ideas or what do others think. I've seen some suggestions of deleting some or leaving some of the slides in the presentation to be done to the council. So I would like perhaps to exchange some ideas with you about this. No?
Yes, hello. We're here. Do we want to just go slide by slide? This is Chuck.
I'm seeing the first slide in the Adobe Connect. So yeah, that's a good idea.
This is Ken, if I might. I think it's important to share what the objectives were in putting this together, so that as we go through the slides, we can decide if we are meeting an objective or whether the objectives are even appropriate. I put them in the email, and I don't have them up on the slide deck. I mean, up on the Adobe Connect room, but I thought I could just quickly summarize them for you. The first was I thought it was important that we remind and review to the council why this team was created. And so there'll be some slides in the beginning that motivate the original concerns, and we'll talk through those. I also thought it was important to show the sort of, because there have been some challenges about how long this process is taking, I thought it was important to show the underlying thinking and planning that went into building the six-step model that we've been using, right? And the third thing was to show that the time has been well used. I know that slide 8 is controversial, but when we get to it, I would like to try to explain how I think it fits into this and why it's really, really important. Maybe not for the council, or we could decide when to show it, but I think it's really important to illustrate that there's a really nice trajectory of movement through all the six steps. The six steps were important to the overall process, a month into building of the model. I mean, because there's been a challenge, it was just taking too long, I thought it was important that we show that's really not true, or at least you can make a case that it's not true. And then, obviously, to show what decisions we have made and then what the remaining steps are, and that's the slide 10 and then the Q&A. Is that an okay start just to set the groundwork?
It is for me, and I think Chuck wanted to comment.
But Paul speaking, so you started with the first two slides, isn't it, or are you talking about the first four or five slides altogether?
This is Ken. Actually, I was just setting up the overall mission, the overall objectives that were in my head as I was developing all these slides. What messages did we want to send to the council. And so I want to just cover those briefly so that we can evaluate the slides against those objectives.
Yes, okay.
Any comments? And if not, I'm happy to walk through them.
I think that Chuck had a comment.
I put it in the chat. The wrap-up meeting date's the 11th.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like only this is Jamie. I would like to. I just sent an email to the group, but I would to reinforce here that I agree with Chuck that it's like 8 is very good indeed, but for our internal consumption, and I think it can bring some unnecessary discussions and criticisms. If it goes to the open council meeting.
May I suggest that we hold that until we get to slide 8?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should go one by one.
Okay, excellent. All right, so this is slide 1. And let me go ahead and flip to slide 2. All right, so the purpose of this slide is to just talk about why the work process model team was started. Prior to the Seoul meeting, there was some community concerns about work teams struggling to complete their tasks, conference calls being canceled, and everything okay with this slide?
Yes.
This is Chuck, if I can make a comment.
Sure. Chuck, go ahead, please.
Yeah, and this comment will apply to the first 5 slides, actually, so I won't repeat it every time. But I actually think the first 5 slides, as I said in an email, provide a good background information for the whole audience. Keep in mind in the open council meeting that it's not only the council that's involved, and I think these slides are important for them, just as a reminder. But also there's an audience, both remote and in person, that would be helpful to give them some background. At the same time, I don't think we should spend very much time on the first 5 slides. I think they could probably be covered in less than 2 minutes in total. So I don't think we need to belabor it, but it's good to set the stage and to tell people why we are doing what we're doing, and remind them of some of the facts, which I think slide 2 and 3 do.
Well, while speaking, may I just comment? I agree, Chuck, that we should just go briefly through the history. I do not have, you know, any problem with slides 3 and 4 as well, showing, you know, the history about that. But my question is whether when we show again those slides, if we draw the attention misdraw the attention, well, to this kind of statistic, okay, just look and see the NCUC and the ISPC, they are not aware about those meetings. So I'm asking myself, you know, if somebody thinks, you know, we can can we really improve the attendance through prioritization? So this is that's the goal. So what we should have, that's the only thing what we should show is because the prioritization is. For me, it's necessary, and one of these targets could be, okay, to improve attendance to the meetings. And now it seems to be, okay, there is low attendance to meetings, and the major goal of the prioritization issue is to improve that statistic. So that's not the case, I would say.
This is Ken. There was no intent on my part to draw a specific conclusion that the work prioritization modeling effort was intended to solve an attendance problem. It is, as I go back to the beginning, these were concerns, right, that the attendance study was undertaken because there was data available that we could use to maybe draw out some conclusions as to, you know, why people think that teams are struggling and conference calls were being canceled. So the attendance study was done as a way to try to provide some data to support the conclusion that there might be a problem. But there hasn't been any determination necessarily that low attendance can be solved by prioritizing projects.
Yes, but then the question comes to me, why shouldn't we show, you know, what is expected from the prioritization exercise we are doing?
Yes, but that comes. This is Ken. That comes later in the presentation. We develop the purposes and what the team is doing much later in the presentation. This is just some early background work to set the stage as to why the WPM was created.
No. Sorry, I'm sorry about that. I would like to point out, council puts the task to this working team. Okay, just start with the prioritization. That's a council decision. So there must be some expectation behind that, and that's the headline. You know, along those expectations, council expectations, we should then go through the presentation. That's what normally is. How I see such kind of presentation. You know what I understand. You know, I think there must be not an overall target only set by the working team, but if there have been targets set or expectations from the council, they should be put here on the presentation.
This is Ken. I'm not aware of any.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But let me go through the next two slides, and then let's come back to that question, because I don't believe there are any. What happened was the staff did this attendance study and presented the conclusions, which is on the next slide.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I put causes in question mark because I don't think there was no attempt to actually determine the causes. That's part of what we'll have to do either in our team or somebody else will have to do. But The study conclusion is on the next slide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, there is evidence of sporadic attendance and in some cases low participation by some constituencies and inconsistent. That was the final study conclusion. Then what follows is study questions. So what the report then said, here are four questions that the council should ask itself. How might the work be prioritized? One. Two, is there too much work? And if so, what can we do to assess capacity? These are quotes right from the study. Three, are constituencies providing enough people? And four, what level of participation should we really even target for each constituency? Which goes back to the attendance, right? Maybe the right goal is 50% attendance. If so, we're doing very well. We didn't answer the question. So what we did, there were symptoms in the environment that led to the study, and the study confirmed symptoms. Right, and so the work prioritization team was created primarily to address questions one and two.
Uh-huh.
And that's as far as the council went, as I know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is Chuck. Can I comment?
Certainly.
Sure, Chuck.
I think we're spending too much time on this one particular issue. Would it be sufficient to just include slide four and not include slide three if there's concern there?
No, it's not a big issue, Chuck.
Because I could go either way if there's a concern. I think certainly there's a possibility that that, you know, better prioritization of our work and so forth could possibly help attendance because a lot of people are getting spread too thin and we're doing too much maybe for the number of people that are involved. But there are other solutions that are even more important than just prioritization. So I agree with Wolf in that regard. I just, you know, I was okay with the first five slides as is, but, I would think that four would be okay if there's concern about three.
You know,
this is Jamie. Can I comment?
Yes, please, Jamie. Come.
I think I have two comments on the slide, on the first slide. I think the conclusion is the most important in slide four, and slide three can be passed or maintained or hide to the brief session. I would hide slide three and maintain slide two and four. But I have a suggestion in slide five, and it's make more clear in slide five that the questions that are tackled by the WPM team are the first two. So the arrow there can be modified to refer to the first two questions. This is for Ken, a suggestion for Ken.
This is Chuck. Jamie, are you suggesting then that the arrow and that brown box be moved up under 1 and 2 and that 3 and 4 be moved below it?
No, maintain the brown box below, but make a key or something to make the arrow point to come from the first two questions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is Ken. I'll have to mess around with it. I don't see an obvious way to, unless I bring the arrow down from the right side. But I certainly can move the arrow and the work and put it up under 1 and 2 if you think that would be clear, and then I could take the comment out. It does raise the question: is who's dealing with questions 3 and 4? But that's still there anyway. Maybe nobody. This is Ken. They were just study questions anyway, so there isn't any strong requirement to answer them.
I can, if you allow me, I can do another slide and send to you.
I don't think that'll be necessary. I understand the instruction. I'll try to fix it so that we either show a bracket or some other. I'll look from some symbol to change that.
Okay.
This is Ken. Do we need to go back to slide three and decide if it's in or out, or is that Olga can make that decision?
I like it, but.
This is Ken. I like it too, and I think it's part of the study. I think it was an important symptom of the general problem. It isn't necessarily a root cause of anything. It was just there to motivate that. That's one of the reasons why this team was constructed. That's why I put it in.
It's me that I like it. I mean, we decided together.
All right. So this is Ken. Why don't we move on? We have four, and we've gone through five. Everybody's okay. We're going to make a change to five to better draw an attention to questions 1 and 2 as being the primary focus. Does everybody, by the way, agree with that conclusion? Because that was just my conclusion.
What conclusion?
That the team is not dealing with questions 3 and 4 of the study.
Oh. Right.
Yes.
Arguably, we're not dealing with two either.
This is Chuck again. I think we are kind of dealing with two.
Okay. All right. Anything? This is Ken. Anything else on five?
Do we even need 3 and 4 on there?
This is Ken. The only reason I put them there is they were part of that presentation given to the council. And it was just a matter of being true to the record that was presented, that's all.
Yeah, it's maintain history.
But that this is Ken. If you think that there is an editorial license that we're given here to remove that which isn't important, then we could simplify the slide.
This is Chuck again. I'm not saying that they're not important. I think they are important, but it might distract from the focus of this presentation.
Perhaps one and two could be added in only one. Make it simple.
I think there is no problem to be maintained if we do this modification. I suggest that there was a check.
Chuck, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. Go ahead, Jamie.
No, it's just that I think there was not too much disagreement in these first five, and we are losing too much time on that.
Okay, yeah. Let's continue.
Okay. Ken, slide six. This just talks about the fact that we spent, and I went back and looked at the record, right, so we could make these comments, that we spent the first month, all of November, basically scoping out the effort, trying to decide what the modeling should look like, how many dimensions it would have, what components it would take, and all that was basically done through a series of emails. And so I just showed the illustrative picture here. Again, I don't think you have to spend any time on this, but it does show where the first month went. All right, the point I would make if I were giving this presentation myself is this team wasn't given a charter, right? So it had to actually create its own scope.
Yeah, you're
right. This is Chuck.
Okay, Chuck, go ahead.
Sorry, I should have raised my hand. My concern about this slide is I like the idea of, like, showing initial month was spent on scoping the effort. And I'm okay with a comment that says we actually pursued a model that we liked a lot, but after testing, it didn't yield the results that we wanted. But showing the actual two-quadrant thing, I think, opens up the door to too many questions and why it didn't work and everything else, at least for the council meeting itself.
Yes, this is Jamie. I fully agree with Chuck, and I would paraphrase your former boss, Ken. Don't fall in love with the time spent, because we spend a lot of time in this model. It was good, but I think it would function much more as a justification than when I think the time we spent in this, we should not come to the council to avoid council to spend time on this, since we already brought up a conclusion that this model is inferior to the one-way value-benefit rating.
If I may, this is Olga. I like including it. Also, I would include more information. I would put the exercise of the Delphi. But I understand also that it may be confusing. So that's my comment.
This is Ken. I'm hearing it sounds like what we might do here is to show that the initial month was spent in scoping. Maybe the first bullet underneath that, we could say under consensus, various models were discussed without showing the picture, right? And just turn this slide into something a bit simpler and maybe a graphic, but not the chart.
Yes, that's a good idea.
This is Jamie. My suggestion would be to hide this slide and have in another slide a kind of a link to it. And in the event we are questioned, what need we do? Then this slide would be a kind of show our work in this two axis model. So, but it would be brought only in the event of questioning.
This is Chuck. I think Jamie's onto something that's pretty good. I would just warn, though, that if in fact somebody does ask a question and we go to this slide pretty much as it is, that Olga, who is going to be giving the report, doesn't allow the discussion to go into the details of this model.
Okay.
We can do that at another time.
This is Ken. In listening to the back and forth discussion, I am personally attracted to the first option, which is to take the chart off. Telling people what we did and what we didn't do. This is just one of many things we decided not to do, and so maybe we don't need to highlight that particularly. Why don't I rework this slide and I'll show you another. I do think it's important, however, to say where the first month went, and that part I'd like to retain if we can, because I think it's going to flow in the presentation.
I would suggest that we may have this as a backup material if needed. Perhaps someone is interested in knowing which are the models that we went through, and then we may be showing this, but perhaps not in the first slideshow.
Yeah.
And this is Ken. And if I were going to answer the question, show us the models that you discarded. I wouldn't use this picture now that I think about it. I would grab the final Delphi picture that actually had real projects.
Yes.
And you know, so this one was really just. It was just a graphic. It wasn't meant to be discussed. You know, we picked it in a starting model. We are going to talk later on that we eventually abandoned it and simplified it, but I wouldn't spend any time going through, you know, it was really just meant to be a graphic.
This is Jamie, and I will make a very objective suggestion. Is to, in slide 7, step 3, I would make this step 3 a link to a hidden slide that would be this slide 6 modified to show, because I understand the Delphi result that you show in the slide 6 is not the result that we of the real actual project. So I would show the result of our actual rating, final rating, and substitute it for this picture that is in the slide 6, but maintain the slide hidden. And with a link in slide 7, in the step 3 of slide 7. Make it a full link to this hidden slide.
This is Olga. This is exactly what I meant one moment ago, just to have it, and if needed, we can go to the link and show it.
This is Chuck. If we do that, let's just not go to the link in the council meeting. We can do it on the wrap-up meeting.
Yes.
This is Ken. I have to. My advice at this point is: I think we're making our hole extremely deep. If we put up a chart anywhere at any time that shows the results of our Delphi work, now you've got. You talk about questions. Why did you put STI where it is, and why is the work process, you know, why is the PDP where it is, and, you know, I think that will get us into, and we abandoned that model, and so spending time discussing it strikes me as being completely not useful.
Well, will be a day that we will have to face these questions, and the council will go through the prioritization process, so this will come. This was only an exercise.
Yes, I agree with Kent. My suggestion. I removed my suggestion for this meeting. Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. We can develop all kinds of material if we need to down the road for other purposes, but I think here we just want to get some basic thoughts and themes out as to what the team has been doing. And I agree that now that I think even discussing this four quadrant model is probably just not necessary. So I think we should probably
yeah.
just take it out at this stage. So I'll fix slide
but
six.
Just to make sure that I maintain the suggestion of keep it hidden and as a link in slide seven.
This is Ken. Unfortunately, there are pieces of this slide I think we need in the presentation, and the trouble is I've got too much going on there. So I think I have an idea that we want to talk about what the initial month was in the scoping effort, and then talk about how we developed our plan. Let me see if I can rework six and seven maybe into one slide. I don't know. Let's look at seven for a minute. The concept here was to show that in the early going, we also developed a six-step sort of methodology to go from concept, right? So we built ourselves a modeling concept all the way through to adoption, and it involved these six steps. These six steps come up later in number eight to show how we've done with these, what we've been doing with these steps. But I don't think one has to spend more than 10 seconds on this slide, right? We had to develop a project list, do some definitions, develop and test, produce some results, evaluate. That's why I underline. You could really just go through this slide in 10 seconds and then move right to the next one.
Now, this is Chuck again, Ken. I wonder if you could just make it seven steps and include the project scoping as the first step and avoid that previous slide.
This is Ken. Yes, Chuck, that was kind of what I had in mind, is maybe six and seven could, yes, I could make seven steps or a scoping step and then the six steps. And,
Either way.
Yeah. I like that idea. So combine the scoping into this slide and hide the former one.
Now,
or eliminate.
Chuck, again, I think we ought to change step two to solidify definitions for variables and not put X, Y.
Agreed. This is Ken. Agreed. I just want to write this completely.
And maybe variables isn't the right word. Maybe it's for factors or something, because I don't know. I'm open there. Definitions of factors.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, I'm open. I'm flexible there.
I understand I understand where you're going with that. Okay, on slide seven. All right, let's go to slide eight. The controversial slide. Let me say a word about why this was done, and then we can eradicate it or change it or do whatever. I was trying to develop an explanation for what this team has been doing over the last 4 months. We have been challenged by a few people, actually team members, that we have been either squandering time or not overcomplicating things or whatever. And this really was just meant to quickly show that, you know, we spent some time building some starting concepts and scoping out the effort, and then we went right into our six steps, and each one of those basically has taken around 3 weeks or less. The development and testing step number three was the longest one, and obviously there you have to build the methodology and then test the methodology, so it took longer. And then I tried to show that this is important, I think, conceptually for people to understand. You know, you can't walk through any process, or at least it's hard to walk through any process without some iteration, without some reconsideration of prior decisions. You know, you take this step, and then you go back, well, I think I should do that. And so I tried to reflect that with the red arrows, meaning we've gone back, and we've changed the definitions a couple times. We changed the project list. We changed some categories. We even went back and changed the starting model by simplifying it. And so these are the learning, this is the learning iteration process, and now we have actually completed most of that, and we're in this into step six. I don't know. I just thought it was a nice illustration of where we've been, and I thought it might help to reduce these complaints that we've been hearing and that others might have. I'll stop there.
Okay, Chuck, I raised my hand, so I'd like to get in the queue.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead, Olga. You're fine,
no.
Olga. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I like it. The only thing that I would change is the order. I would go from November would be up and March would be down. For me, it confuses me going up. But I like it, and I think it's good explanation of what of our work. Chuck, go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, I maintain my suggestion that we don't show this slide in the council meeting because I think it would take too much time. On the slide itself, I think, and it could be discussed in the wrap-up meeting, I'd be fine with that. In step two, I think we need to change access definitions. We may want to call that the first model, you know, that we developed, and then we develop actually we isn't step two develop the first model and then step three is testing that model?
This is Ken. No, actually step two was I'll go back and look at it for sure, but I thought it was in fact to create to build the definitions for originally that step two was as you know that was really the X and Y problem, but we could certainly change that to just definitions, right? Take the word access out if that's the
yeah answer. that might be okay. I think we want to avoid the word access for sure,
right?
Although that was critical to the one model, and that's why I was leaning towards okay, we came up with this one model. It had two axes, and so we had to define both axes, and then we really tested it. We developed it further and then tested it, and that is a time-consuming step. So I think that shows that. Now the last question I have is, and Olga, I assume you're going to be taking the lead, but obviously you could be helped by others who are there or even on the phone. Are you comfortable talking to this diagram?
Yes, it only confuses me the order. But I can handle that. That's not a problem.
Good. Okay, that's all I have.
Well, may I just comment? Or
sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have my word.
Oh, sorry, Jamie.
Oh,
you...
sorry, Jamie. So sorry. Hold on a second, please, Jamie. Go ahead.
I think this slide is very helpful for our own guidance and our own situation in our work. And I agree with Chuck also that we should avoid the term axis and substitute for factors. Factors that could affect the priority of something. And this is also not only definition, but also discussion, factor discussion. But I think this can raise unnecessary criticism and on the open meeting. So I would also maintain this slide hidden in the open and for a more maybe in the wrap-up session or even if we want. We won't have a face-to-face meeting of ourselves. I think this face-to-face meeting will be attended by some people that will be more interested in this work, and then there this slide could be studied and discussed. That's all.
And Wolf has been waiting, so I'll
yes. Thank you. So I would like to come back to what Chuck was saying. So I also from my feelings. So I would say the slide number 8 is be not necessary from that point of view that I think we do not need to have an excuse why we came to this. Step at present. So we are here, so we have reached some status, that's what we can show, but why we came there and how, so that's another story. So that's also my opinion. It's more important for me and to show, and that's what I think the council people, especially those who were at first members our meeting, as we talk to our group here, are expecting is, well, to show and explain when do we finish our work, what is to be expected now, what is still open, and when do we come to an end. So that's how I see that, and we should really focus on that.
See, Chuck has his hand up.
Yeah, I think Wolf's right that we don't need to be overly defensive on why it's taken so long. It's like what we were talking about on slides, on earlier slides there. If the question comes up, and it has come up in our own group, obviously, then we can simply say that, hey, we came up with a model that we were quite attracted to, mm-hmm. and we spent a lot of time on that, but when we got down to the results stage, we tossed it out because we didn't think that it accomplished what we had hoped.
This is Ken, if I may. I have noted that we will hide this slide for the council meeting, and if it gets turned on some later stage, that can be done. Made that decision can be made. I will make an adjustment to the language. If it's okay, Olga, I'd like to leave it in its current structure,
yes.
because it would be a very time-consuming effort to redo it. But
forget about the comment. No, that's not relevant.
Thank
just
you.
Look at it upside down, Olga.
It's my mind that it's very structured.
Stand on your head.
Actually, one of the things I was trying to do, and I eventually just abandoned it, I was trying to draw a line, a curve, from the bottom left all the way up, like to the top right, just like a straight line, to sort of show the upward. I thought that idea of upward forward trajectory, was a positive kind of message, and that's why it's oriented this way from bottom to top. Anyway, slide 8 is now officially hidden. It will be in the next iteration I send out. I'm ready to move to slide 9. Are we okay?
Just one thing. I think it should be kept in the presentation, but hidden.
Yes, sir.
We'll have a face-to-face meeting of our team in the. I think it was on the
Sunday
or Monday.
Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. It's okay. Then I think I would like to say that I like this slide a lot. It's very helpful for our own work.
Yes, this is Ken. I will not delete it. It will only be hidden.
Okay.
And this is Chuck. The meeting is scheduled for 2 to 3:30 p.m. on Sunday in Nairobi.
Yes.
Okay, this is Ken. I've put up slide 9. The intent behind this slide was to show what things or what decisions the team has confirmed and made so far. and I noted that there's the project list that's been completed. The model has been simplified to focus primarily on value. That comment may not make sense if we don't talk about what the original model was, so I might take a suggestion to make a change there. The third was the definitions have been completed. The rating methodology has been tested, and some pieces of it have been adopted thus far. The scale, the individual rating template, and the group process. And then under outcomes, I tried to put a few items there that came out of our last discussion and some email exchanges, and we can talk about whether they're appropriate now. I'll stop there.
This is Chuck. Ken, on the second bullet, let me go ahead and suggest an approach there. What if we just eliminated model simplification and just said focus initially on value? And I say initially because we have decided that subsequently we might bring in other factors, but that's just a suggestion. You can take that under consideration.
Well, I think the word primarily brings because the secondarily could be another thing. I think I prefer primarily than initially.
I'm okay.
So this is James. And I don't know. I kind of like even though we don't spend too much time in the explaining, we overly complicated before or complicated before. We can do that. There was some discussion on in simplification, and this is, I think, it's important.
Chuck again, and I'm okay. I was just trying to throw out another alternative. I'm not opposed to the way it looks right now.
I would maintain this life as it is.
This is Ken. Okay. That's fine. Olga, are you comfortable with that?
Olga.
Yes. I like it.
Okay. Any other comments on slide 9? Are we okay with the outcomes?
No, I think they reflect what we discussed. It's very, very good, Ken.
Yes.
Anything? Okay, very good. Hearing no other comments on slide 9, I'm going to move to slide 10. These are the next steps, as best I could glean them out of our various summaries and discussions. And I'll cover it just briefly. We need to complete the methodology evaluation, which includes, and I know we've done some of this work, but I thought it would be good to show what we have left to do. We still really have to tie down how to incorporate new projects, identify and handle project status changes. I think we've discussed the frequency, but we haven't really nailed that all down yet. And we haven't completely decided on the group individual rating approaches, for example, whether to involve the entire council or small groups and that sort of thing. Second big bullet is to decide if any additional testing is needed. Third was to discuss some recommendations around management tools. We recognized early on that prioritization is, although useful, it's not a quick fix, and it's only the first step. The council will also need data and management tools to assist in its decision-making. And then the last two points have to do with documentation and training.
So, Wolf speaking, may I?
Sure, go ahead.
So I think, well, the key question is, Ken, you pointed out, okay, next steps through March and April, which may be a little bit weak. Yeah, okay, I understand that. But the question is really, when can we have the first round? You know, when can we provide or when can we offer the first round of polling to the council? Why shouldn't we come up with a date?
You mean adding it
a target date? The target date.
Yes. I think this is a good suggestion.
That's a good idea. Yes.
This is Jamie. And I think in the first bullet we have already a stronger consensus than you reflect in this considerations here. I think we have a lot of discussion on these items: how to incorporate new projects, how to identify and handle status changes, and the frequency of prioritization. We have already, I think, strong consensus in that. I think we have suggestions and the way you put here, it seems that we didn't discuss this.
This is Ken. I used the word complete rather than start because I think these are just finishing items, right? The emphasis I would put is on the word to complete rather than to start. Yes, you're quite right, and I said that earlier. We have done work on all these areas. None of these are fresh, haven't been touched. But I'm happy to take a suggestion if we just take it out or simplify it or however you'd like to present it.
I think this could be... I would suggest that we separate these items in a different slide and present them in terms of suggestions. The group and also it can give to the council a sense of participation because this. What are the suggestions on how to incorporate new projects? Well, we have a suggestion on this. How to identify and handle status changes? We have a suggestion on this. And how? Why not put these suggestions in? I thought indeed that there were already definitions in some of them, but if you think there are much more on the suggestion side. I would separate them from the other steps that are not yet tackled. That's finished here.
Chuck has his hand.
Yes, I just want to comment on two things. First of all, what Wolf suggested, and then secondly, let me do my second one first. If we add more, let's be careful about adding more. I think that a reasonable target for this 20 minutes that we have in the council meeting, and it's going to probably be a full council meeting, it would be 10 minutes for the presentation and 10 minutes for discussion and answering questions. So as long as we can, the presentation can be done in 10 minutes and allow then 10 minutes for discussion, both from the council and the community. Keep in mind in these open meetings, that we allow comments and questions from the floor, as well as from those participating remotely, that's a good target. It should be no more than 10 minutes to do the presentation. Now, back to Wolf's suggestion. I think he's right, or at least on the right track, in terms of targeting a date. So what I did is I looked at the council meetings in April. We have two, actually. We have one on the 1st of April and one on the 21st of April. We had to move away from a Thursday on that particular week. So, and I think the GNSO procedures require us to post things at least 8 days in advance or for council meetings. So if we did a target date of the 13th of April to get something produced for the council, do you think we can make it? I think we can.
Yes. I think so.
I think we need to.
Yeah.
This is Ken, then. Is it sufficient for me to put WPM next steps March-13 April?
That might work.
This is Ken. Another idea. I'm actually convinced now that we should just take the four sub bullets out of number one, and then I can take March-April out of the title and put a fifth bullet at the bottom, or maybe an arrow or some other graphic that says target complete date 13 April.
Deliverable to the council.
Yeah.
13 April.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Ken. Everybody okay with that? I'm going to, because there, we don't
we
have time.
Have,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The GNSO Council meeting is in the 13th? Or
No, the 13th. We would need to deliver it to the council on the 13th. The council meeting is on the 21st.
Yeah.
That's 8 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that they need to distribute it to their respective groups and so forth.
I can put a footnote at the bottom to the slide that says 8 days before council meeting on 21 April.
Yeah, that's good.
That'll help clear that up. This is Ken. We okay on number 10?
What about my suggestion that Chuck, I was not suggesting to add anything, but to remove from this slide and have a separate slide to emphasize this step is already almost completed.
Jamie, do you think we need that? If we remove those bullets, like Ken just suggested, do you think we need that extra slide?
No.
Yeah, this is Ken. There won't be time to engage council members and achieve any suggestions or have open dialogue about any of these topics. As we know from our own deliberations, they're knotty issues. It takes us, a half an hour or 20 minutes each, and we just wouldn't have the time. So maybe it's maybe.
I think we will finish this in Nairobi, and we should have decided to finish this in Nairobi. This step should be finished in Nairobi.
What steps, Jamie?
The complete methodology evaluation and how to incorporate new projects, how to identify and handle projects. All these questions should be tackled and defined in Nairobi.
So you think that we'll complete those in the meeting on Sunday, this coming Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope so. I don't know.
Because I feel we have already much more, that's my opinion, we have much more consensus than is reflected in these questions.
This is Ken. I don't think there's any disagreement with that statement. And I apologize for making it sound like we don't. I was really just trying to help the council understand that we still have work to do. But I'll take all those bullets out, and hopefully, as you point out, they'll all get settled in Nairobi, and we don't have to. So this will be a little bit tighter slide, and we'll just have one more bullet at the end that talks about our delivery date.
Okay. I understood that you would remove the sub bullets.
Sorry. Yeah, I made that notation on the right under notes. This is Ken. Okay to move to slide 11? I think that's the last one. Okay, yeah, it is the last one.
Okay.
And just as I thought it would take us an hour to go through this, and it did.
And I have a problem with this slide. It's too complicated.
Yeah.
Me too. Question mark.
Chuck, we leave it for you to present it.
Okay, I'll do it remotely. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, this is Ken. If I may, just I think I've got. I don't know if I need to summarize it. I've been keeping notes on the right side, and that'll be the summary of the meeting. I'll capture this, put it in a short email to everybody, and more importantly, I will update the PowerPoint slide deck to reflect the changes that have been discussed, and I'll get it out to you in the next few hours, really. It's going to be quick because I know time is running out here. And that way, if there's any additional comments, we'll still be able to take some additional changes. And, of course, we want Olga to be comfortable with it. So in the final analysis, she has to be capable and comfortable in delivering all this material.
That will be fine. So no problem. So Ken, you're not going to be in Nairobi, right?
I am not going to be in Nairobi, but
okay.
I can make arrangements, certainly, to participate remotely.
It's only 6 a.m. in the morning, Ken. It's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Considering I'm starting most of my days at either midnight or 3 a.m. Eastern time. By the way, I had my hand up because I just wanted to make sure everybody on this team is aware that when we have working team or working group meetings on the weekend in live meetings, that it's open to the public to attend. Now, Olga can control the participation of the public, but it is often, it is common practice to allow people to ask questions and comment during those open sessions. So just in case anybody wasn't aware of that, I wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that.
That's a good comment, Chuck, yes.
This is Ken. I might ask a question of those of you who are PowerPoint experts. When you hide a slide and you send that slide deck, like to the people that will put it up on Adobe Connect or however they get it out there, that the slide that is hidden doesn't show anywhere unless you unhide it. Is that correct?
When you
send to Adobe?
I don't know in Adobe.
I'm not familiar with Adobe Connect.
That's okay. I'll get the answer from one of my technical people. Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
If you're showing it in a regular PowerPoint presentation, it doesn't show. But and you can go if you have a link. But I don't know in Adobe. I'm not that expert in Adobe.
Yeah,
Go ahead. If you print it, you have the option to print. You can print to a PDF file, but you have the option to show or not the hidden slide.
Okay, that's great. I'll test it out myself in a few minutes. Okay, great. Anything? I guess Olga, I'll turn it over to you.
No, I just want to thank you for this. I think it has been a very good exercise through the PowerPoint. Thank you for preparing it. I feel like guilty because I'm the chair. I should have done it, but I have been traveling a lot. So I really thank you very much and look forward for the last version. And I will add my, if I can edit it, I will add my comments so I can use my comments when I present it.
Super.
Okay.
Okay. So see you in Nairobi or remotely. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.